A mistress is often portrayed as an evil, uncaring bitch, dressed all in black, wielding a whip like Indiana Jones on a rampage. That kind of mistress is out there, but there are other types you need to be aware of. You may have avoided calling any mistress or stayed away from fetishes and BDSM entirely out of nervousness you would end up in the clutches of someone who would be abusive. That can only happen if you choose that. Perhaps you need a caring mistress. I have been dominating men for a long time, and right from the beginning, I cared about my submissives. They are people who are putting their trust, a lot of trust, in me. I take that seriously and want you to know that. While I do enjoy inflicting some pain on those who desire it, I have my limits. I am not interested in injuring you physically or mentally. I like to discuss your limits ahead of time, tell you about my approach, and then begin the scene knowing the parameters have been set. I will stay within the boundaries you have. You will not be left with bruises or welts unless you want to be. I'm sensitive to your primary relationship and your career. When you tell me you cannot have marks, I'm going to take extra care to see you do not get them. If you get in trouble because of marks I leave, I will feel bad and you will lose trust in me. My goal is to take you where you need to be mentally, way out into subspace, give you the experience you crave, and then send you seamlessly back into your life. I want you to learn that you can trust me because that leads to a deeper connection. When you ask for moderate to hardcore spanking, caning, flogging, CBT, etc., I want to see you on Skype or Yahoo Messenger. You can keep your face out of the shot, wear a mask, or put a spotlight on your cock or ass to put your face in darkness, but this is a safety issue. I need to be able to see your flesh as I proceed with impact play. I will instruct you to show me your balls, cock, ass, or thighs from time to time. This allows me to gauge how your flesh is handling the impact play. If I deem that your flesh looks okay, I will proceed. At times, I will tell you that we're switching to another activity for a while to give your flesh a little break. And if I feel you will have unwanted bruises, welts, or be damaged, I will stop the activity for the time being. We can always play again and push a little further if we play safely. Whether you play in person or in a phone session, with BDSM, it is safety first. I will not waver from that. Following a BDSM session, you require some aftercare. That means you lying down for a few minutes or longer to relax while I talk softly to you, tell you what a wonderful submissive you are and how much you pleased me. I will stroke your head, give you water to drink, and ensure that you are fully back in your conscious mind and feeling okay before we end our session. That is the caring, responsible thing to do. I am a caring, responsible, sensually strict mistress. I have done some BDSM calls with Ms. Daphne, and she is also caring and responsible. It's one of the aspects of her I like best. Her submissives adore that, so now you know of another mistress who will take good care of you. I refer callers to Ms. Daphne as a mistress I respect and trust. This kind of caring mistress gives you the pleasure of experiencing the spiritual side of BDSM. Thank you, Ms. Daphne, for inviting me to guest post on your blog. It has been a pleasure. This is Ms. Violet from PersonalPleasureCalls.com. You can reach me at 800-601-6975.